is pressed. Stop button Alt plus S.
Hey guys, this is Jake Gross. Last night I made an update to the OPL through emulator MIDI driver again. Basically, it's all now one single install. What I mean by this is, first, I figured out how to make an environment variable that turns on and off wave file writing. So you could just set that variable to dash on if you want to turn it on, and just delete the variable if it's off. I've implemented this into the configuration utility. So if you want to do it the easy way, you could just go into the configuration utility, press 3 to turn on and off wave writing, type 1 for off, 0 for off, 1 for on, and just press enter. The actual variable name is raw dump, because you're dumping the raw sample data. So yeah. The next thing is I figured out how to make it a variable that switches the OPL3 emulator core. 0 is nuked, 1 is DOSBox compat, 2 is DOSBox fast, and 3 is MAME. And all of these cores sound slightly different. Nuked is the most accurate core and uses the most CPU power, but on monitor systems you won't really notice that much. But on some older computers, this might make somewhat of a difference, because I was on an old computer a while back and tried this emulator, and it was using Nuke as the core, and it was stuttering a lot, so I'm pretty sure these other cores would probably stutter as well, or maybe stutter less, but I'd have to actually go on an old system to try that. And this system was like from 2001 or 2002, and it's been a while since I've been at the place that has that system, so once I go there again, I'll try this and see how these different cores work on it. So anyway, that's pretty much all I have to say, so I will see you guys in next recording. Bye.